So one thing is clear right now is where we want to be. The need to be there. But the process, like the how are we going to get there? How soon? We know we need to learn a lot, you know. So there's a bridge right now. But that's a good beginning. There is a bridge. We know there's a bridge. But now how do we unbridge the bridge? Something like that. You know, there's a goal now. We got to get these millions. The time is now. How do we? You know, so we're getting information everywhere. Things need to be done. We need to sell. We need to channel something. We need to do what we've not been doing. So we are on it. And so help us God. So, what would you like to say, Elizabeth? What would you like to say? Tell me. Sorry?
Logistics.
Logistics? So what is logistics to you?
Well, logistics entails...
This slapping my head.
Put me on spot.
Yes, that's putting you on spot. One, slapping on the head. Two, putting you on spot. Three...
It entails actually planning, organizing,
fantastic,
management, and
planning, organizing, management of
resources
like gotcha. She's still looking at me.
Like resources.
Resources of what? How does this affect anybody? Everything you said.
What I mean planning, adding, please, we'll get back to you.
All right, thank you very much for tuning in today. You gotta wait till we get back to you. Boom. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why you yawn like that. Now, the body takes some certain amount of energy to break down food. So when you eat, probably breakfast, now your body's going to try to shut you down so that it can digest the food. So what do you find? Your brain is trying to get you to sleep, and yes, you are going yawning. So that's why you need to be careful what you eat in the morning so that you can remain active. Do you copy? God bless you. Love you. All right. Good morning. This is Ezekiel wrote to me, the problem solver. So this is August. I call this beautiful August. So, you know, I have plans, you know, not wishes. A lot of us, most times, we want to do this. We would like to achieve this. We want to get to this point. So, we just want to. They are just wishes. And, you know, some even go further and say, oh, no, I have a plan. Do you have action plans? Are you going to follow through? You know, I learned something recently. I had an online business meeting with a fashion designer, you know, and she said something. She said two things. First of all, you need to be consistent. And that is something I'm taking seriously in this month of August, this beautiful month of August. I'm going to be consistent. I have plans already. I have plans for my spiritual life. I have plans for my finance. I have plans for my family, my wife. You know, I just don't assume that, you know, things are going to get better. I am the future. So this is August 5th, Monday. By the end of August, August 30th, what I'm going to be then, I am going to be now. I'm going to start now. You know, so I have to-do list, specific things. I want to achieve this. That's just not going to happen. There's got to be action plans, you know, specific steps. You know, if you want to change something, you've got to give attention to it daily. You know, so I have plans for my health, You know, I'm going to be going on exercise 3 days a week, 30 minutes minimum. 5:30, I'm up, you know, taking a walk around, nothing less than, you know, 30 minutes every day. Actually, 3 days in a week. But the days I'm not out on the road, I also have other exercise I'll be doing in the house. Now, today's August 5th. Whether I like it or not, we're going to have, you know, August 5th, 6th, 7th, till the 31st. If I do nothing, I get nothing. You know, so every day there's going to be a step. If you want, one thing is clear. If you want to change something, you want to add something, you want to build something, you've got to do something about it every day. You must pay that attention. And that's one thing I'm doing this month. So I'm not trying to do so many things this month. No, I have just few things that I'm going to do very well. Do you understand? So I have target for my finance, the business, what level, at the end of the month, how much do I want to have in my account? How much am I going to save? The daily expenses, which one can I cut off? Do you understand? I have expenses that I'm expecting. I know this one, I'm going to incur it. So I prepare for it. Do you understand? So I've been doing a lot of writing since yesterday. You know, now I'm getting cardboard papers. I want to write them big. Post them right there in my room. Every day I need to see it. Do you understand that? So this August, there's going to be results. And you know, beautifully, I'm a born-again Christian. And I believe in God's word. And God has been telling us that this month is grace. And you know, grace brings ability. So everything I want to do, I have the ability to do it. You know, it's going to give me the advantage. You know, the things that others will struggle for, I'm just going to do what I desire to do, and I'm going to get much more results. So I don't have any excuse this month. That's my decision. And you know, I know God's got my back. You know, and the wonderful thing is, some of the ideas I have, he's the one that put it in me, but I've got to do the work to get up and get going. You know, so I made up my mind that I must post every day. I have timetable now. That's the second thing, you know, this person taught me. You must have specific timetable. Monday to Tuesday, these are the things I need to post. Wednesday, Thursday, I'm going to talk about something else. You know, and I got to keep it, be consistent, you know. So that's the plan for this month for me. So today, you know, I've already written down things I'm going to do. I've done some already. I've gone for my exercise. I've posted online. I sent a report. You know, I've started. What about you? What you going to do? Don't just lay down there. So we say it's a Monday G Mass. God bless you. I love you. Ezekiel wrote to me. The problem solver.